Our guest at the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
I follow Carol's blog on local history, and we've talked about this in some context before, not too very long ago, but you recently wrote on the little small artillery piece that sits on the lawn of the Hunt County Courthouse.
Right.
Now, you refer to it as a pitiful World War II relic. It is a little small, isn't it? It's not real awesome looking, I must say. But what a lot of people don't know is that's a Japanese piece
yes.
of artillery.
Yes. And you say, well, how, if it's howitzer, howitzer was an American company.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How?
It's a howitzer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but yeah, that's a brand name.
That's a brand name.
I didn't realize that.
Like Ford or Chevrolet.
Yeah, sure, sure.
How did the Japanese get a hold of it? Well, during World War II and World War I, now armaments, military machinery became a big business here in the United States.
Sure, yeah.
And so they continued making these things. Now, when World War I ended, it did not end all those wars. It was they just kept...
Yeah, there were small wars all over the world.
Yes, mm-hmm. And Japan and China were at each other in that time period. So Japan bought some of these small howitzer armaments, these little... mobile cannons.
Yeah. So it is of American make.
Yes.
I did know that. I did not know. But now you wrote that it had been behind some bushes.
Yes.
I thought I had seen it.
You could see it if you looked at if you knew where to look.
Okay.
If you're coming, well, you know when we used to could come down the steps.
Yeah.
You could look over and see it.
Yeah. But it was not very prominent.
No.
And now it is. It's still there. And it's
still there.
Much more prominent.
John Bird, who's on the Historical Commission, great guy as far as doing manual labor. He's a former Boy Scout executive.
Valuable person to have
Very
around.
Very valuable.
That's right.
Told me the other night that he is going to scrub it off and repaint it. When it was, there's a really still another mystery, because at some point, I don't think it was World War I. Mm-hmm. I think at some point, Hunt County and Greenville got a cannon. Was it from the Spanish-American War? How did it get in Greenville, Texas?
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Carol Taylor with the Hunt County Historical Commission, chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. And in your blog, you said that cannon probably was given away during the early part of World War II because the U.S. government was asking for scrap metal.
Yes, it was in the scrap metal pile, you know. And I can remember hearing people say, well, you know, if we hadn't given those Japanese that, those, our, you know, they were giving people valiantly gave up these materials. First, I have found of it. They were having a parade at some point, and there was a large group of men from Greenville and Hunt County who were in the Spanish-American War. And when they went to get to start this parade, and they ran over to the roundhouse at the Katy
Depot
Railroad and pulled this little cannon out, and they marched through town with it. That's what I think that first one was.
But it was not then displayed on the courthouse lawn?
No. I have looked and looked and looked at photographs. I've, you know, digitized them so that I can get them large enough that I can see. And I can't find one on the courthouse square. But there was one there because it was donated. It's a real...
So it's hard to say which one that or where that came from.
How many... cannons does the town need? The one that's there today was given to the county by the Defense Department.
Yeah.
Because we had given scrap metal.
Yeah.
And so this was here. People, when it got here and they realized that it wasn't on the American side, mm-hmm. it was, and these were those guys out in the Pacific. And if you watch those movies, how horrible this life was.
Yeah.
They really didn't like it.
No, they were not too happy about that.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
That it was a Japanese piece of artillery.
Right, and there had been Americans killed. I don't know if there were, I didn't go through and look to see if anybody from Hunt County was killed in the Pacific.
Yeah, but, well, I'm sure there were. But, yeah. but this, the Japanese piece of artillery was given as some kind of compensation for giving away the other
right.
cannon.
Right.
Yeah. So weird story there, and
they actually gave it to the VFW or the American Legion.
I see.
And so the county does not own it technically. The Historical Commission doesn't own it technically.
But it's been there now since late 40s, probably.
Yes.
Mid to late 40s.
Yes.
And there's no plaque there, nothing to explain Mm-mm. about it. So, but Carol has revived the story, and who knows what may happen from here. So your friend is going to paint it, which is probably a good idea,
right?
Or
and it's
something.
You know, it's painted that
kind of
gray,
flat gray
the Navy used right. all the time.
Right, right. All right. Well, interesting story, Carol. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with me. Hunt County Historical Commission Chairman Carol Taylor. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.